The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with another episode of the Just Veggies podcast. I also write the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. So do check that out if you have some time. Today's episode is going to sound a little strange. Well, not really. We will be talking about hugelkultur. I am sure I am butchering the German word hugelkultur. Hugelkultur, that is a, well, you'll find out in a second what it is. But I just wanted you to know that this summer I am not doing a lot of vegetable gardening in my garden. I am pressing pause on that vegetable garden in order to create a hugelkultur for next season. This is where I explain to you what a hugelkultur is. Hugelkultur in the German language means mound culture or mound growing. And it's essentially constructing a raised bed, but instead of using wooden boards, you stack all sorts of stuff, all sorts of natural debris. And then after you stack all this stuff, you can plant it and you can grow stuff. You can grow vegetables, herbs, perennials, flowers, all that sorts of stuff. So what is in a hugelkultur? What makes a hugelkultur a mound? So it's more than just natural debris. It is much more than that. It's basically logs of all different sizes, thicknesses, calibers, branches, twigs, anything that is tree related, right? Leaves, that's also leaves, and compost. So your kitchen compost, composting your leaves from your fall cleanup, that sort of thing. And then also it will consist of garden soil. And once you mound everything together, you can basically plant anything you want in it. Like I mentioned, a vegetable garden, a perennial bed, some flowering annuals, or I would not suggest a tree or a shrub or anything like that, but you just plant your vegetables or perennials or flowers in that topmost layer of soil. Since moving to my property here 6 years ago, I've basically collected all of the broken branches, twigs, and fallen leaves from yard cleanups, and I have tossed them into a bit of a messy pile, or row actually, along my hedgerow, which is adjacent to a road. So I have this strip of trees in all states of health, I guess you would say, and some multiflora rose bushes and some bittersweet things that aren't all that great, a little bit invasive. I try to cut that back, but I'm also piling all of this yard waste into that row. Do my late neighbors like it? Probably not, but it's where I'm keeping all the debris because I believe all of these nutrients in the tree limbs, in the leaves, in all the branches I collect, we're on this property, I'm going to keep that nutrient load on my property. But because I have all of that stuff in my hedgerow, and I would like to start a hugelkultur, which calls for broken branches, piles of decaying leaves, etc., I have it at the ready. I will even throw in my open air, very slow cooking compost piles. I need to clean them out anyway, and that would be the perfect solution for what to do with them. The previous homeowner for this property also had a random pile of dirt, just garden soil, in that row as well, in the hedgerow. So I will finally get rid of that as well. Now, why would you want to grow in a hugelkultur? That is a very good question. Why not just have a raised bed or just grow in the ground or what? Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about why you would want to go to all the work of building this structure. And I don't think it's a lot of work. I haven't done it quite yet, but I'm planning on it. I think it's just collecting the debris and putting it down. And anyway, why would you want to go to that effort? Number one, because you are using your own debris. Like I mentioned above, I will be creating the structure with materials collected from our own property. So not only will we be spending down our debris piles, thank goodness, finally, but we will also be returning all of those nutrients that I mentioned, the limbs, the compost, back into the property where it came from. And honestly, I don't think we will have to spend any money on any additional materials for this project. Number two, we will be saving water and nutrients. So as the wood and compost in this hugel culture structure breaks down, this process creates water spaces within those materials, and that helps to hold water. And that will mean you don't really need to water that garden as much as you would a garden that is in a planting bed with so-so soil. Does that make sense? The structure is creating a root zone that is rich in minerals as well and nutrients, but it also is creating air spaces, and those air spaces can hold water. Back to those nutrients. This process also releases nutrients from those branches, from the compost, from the leaves, and those nutrients feed not only the plants, but also the soil microbiome, all those mycorrhizae, all that bacteria and fungi that are good for plants and help plants absorb nutrients. So you will be saving on water and nutrients. Number three, do you have poor soil? No problem. My garden soil isn't really the best. It's been compacted. I don't put as much compost in as I should, etc., etc., etc. It's a bit compact, nutrient poor. I can solve this by building a hugel culture structure on top of that soil. So I won't be growing in the soil. I will be growing on top of the soil, basically with a growing medium that I've created myself. That is, it will solve my problem about my soil. It will give me a new place to grow. And also, as the structure, as this hugel culture breaks down, it will improve the soil beneath it. Awesome. Okay, number one, two, three, number four. This hugel culture structure is above ground. It's not in the ground, it's above ground. So, or I should say, you could also build it in a shallow trench. So maybe 6 inches below the ground. But all told, this, you know, after stacking the logs and the limbs and then piling on the compost and the garden soil, the structure will be probably a good 3 foot off the ground, the top of it. So for me, someone who's getting aging a little bit, I won't have to bend down as much, which is a big plus. And also, I'm hoping the little bunnies that like to nibble on things won't necessarily be jumping up onto this structure. And the last one, I believe it's number five, unlike a raised bed that has boards and you plant on top of it, you can actually plant along the sides of the structure. You know, it's like a bundt cake in a way. I mean, taken out of the form. You can like poke holes into the side of it and plant into that structure. So instead of just having a limited, if you have a 4x8 raised bed, you just have the area on top. A 4x8 hugel culture, you've got that same area on top plus the area along the side. So you have increased how much you can grow basically in the same space you would have a raised bed. So another plus. Now, I am sure there are some cons to this as well. And in the future, watch for another post and podcast about my Hoogle culture as it comes along. Now, the general construction instructions say to create the structure several weeks and up to several months before you would plant for the season, just to allow the structure to settle itself and activate all those wonderful things going on inside. For me, I'm going to be creating this Hoogle culture over the next few months. It will probably be ready, I hope, by late fall. I'm just going to let it sit for the winter and plant it up next spring. I might even add a little bit to it by then, depending on how much it has sunk. In the meantime, you can read more about the origin of the Hoogle culture gardening technique on Wikipedia. They have a very good explanation for its origins, how it's planted. They have great visuals as well. So in the meantime, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.